Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Welcome, kids.
Hi.
Patrick, do we have any sponsors this week?
Yes.
Yes. We'll get that here momentarily.
Valvoline. Do you have the Valvoline script?
Sure do.
Look at that.
Talk to us about Valvoline.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you guys knew this, but Valvoline introduced motor oil back in 1866, and they've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood, and thank you for being our sponsor for the podcast this week.
Really, it's pretty amazing to come up with oil. What did you do? Well, my family invented oil. What?
Really? Yeah, like motor oil.
Like they were sitting around going, man, these engines are cool, but they keep burning up. Like, it just can't, they're good for a few minutes and then,
you know, we need motor oil. Somebody invent that.
We need something to put
in.
Think
about all the things they thought of before that. Maybe we should put milk in the engine. Maybe that would work.
How about bee brains?
Yeah, no.
And then,
that
like,
didn't
Johnny
work.
Valvoline steps up and goes, I have an idea, guys.
Let's do this. I think that's my intelligent accent. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Well, you know they're the only they're the only American-owned motor oil brand in the world.
Crazy.
Stunned you. Mm-hmm. Stunned you into silence. So what's up? By the way, hi, I'm Bubba.
I'm Big D.
Hello, this is Patrick.
So this week, my son started football. You guys want to hear the coolest thing that happened?
Sure. No, don't tell us.
Yesterday afternoon at practice, they put him in these little things where they get on each side of the line and they just hit each other. They block each other. Right. One has a ball, one's trying to tackle him or whatever. And he's going against this other kid he's kind of sized up with. They're kind of similar size. And I'm looking at the kid. This guy next to me says, come on, you can do it, William. And I realize he's talking to the kid going against my kid.
Right.
And so I go, Come on, Gunner, you can do it. And we kind of look at each other.
And it was one of those things of my kid versus your kid.
It was. And he and I look at each other, and he looks at me, and he goes, Derek? I go, Benny? It was my old high school football teammate's son.
No way.
He was sitting next to me.
And you didn't recognize him?
Nope. Well, I saw this guy, and I was like, he kind of looks familiar. You know how he
is. Yeah.
And here we are, so many years later, he and I were doing the same thing on another field to each other. Now, our boys are doing the same.
Wow.
Is that cool?
That is really cool.
Pretty cool.
My kid killed him.
Yeah, but how did you do against him back in the day?
Oh, Benny was not he wasn't a lineman, but
blew him up.
Blew him up. Blowed him up. No, it was great. His kid's great and a good
player. I love that.
Oh, yeah, his kid's great.
No, seriously.
I started thinking, it's not just us talking in a room, is it?
I don't think Benny's listening to this, though. Well, maybe he is.
Seriously, he's a good kid. Shut up, man. I'm being honest now.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing at
I'm being
that.
Honest. They both did really well. So, but he's going through what I almost Bubba played ball. Do you play any ball?
I did not play football. No.
PlayStation.
Your first
Super Nintendo.
How many years you play, Bub?
Not much. I was done once I got relegated to being a fullback and not being able to actually carry the ball.
Oh, you checked
out. I was
out.
Done. Yeah.
But, you know, golly, I bet you were a stud.
I was faster than the running back.
I know you were, and you were stronger. You were stronger.
I was shorter, and I was whiter.
And that's exactly what you
were. I got relegated to the back.
Why did they not give you the ball?
Because, you know, once you become the fullback, then you don't touch the ball. You know how that works.
Somebody didn't like you, did they?
Nah, probably not. I was a little outspoken.
What?
That is not true. Did you change or something over time?
Yeah.
Because that's not like you at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally changed.
Coach
hit me with that dump. I used to hate it. He would take my my chin strap off and hit my helmet with it. And you remember that little button on the chin strap would ring through your helmet and it would hurt your ears? And I think that's where I have messed up ears now. Uh-huh. I'm going to blame Coach McCarty.
Man, that was back in the day when you could do that kind of crap.
Yeah.
Boy, can you imagine a coach doing that?
At us.
Oh, get your do all face.
Yes.
Oh, talking, yelling, so they're spitting on you.
We actually worked on things called fundamentals, which now it's all about finesse, you know?
They do a really good job with his coach does.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they do practices without ball?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, no, they really do. Because here's the difference. Now, all the parents are freaked out because they think their son's going to get a concussion.
Right.
So they are super careful on safety, and for great reason. Don't get me wrong. Tackling with your head up, don't get your head down, that kind of the basic stuff. But they're very conscious about making sure you're doing it correctly, the right form,
right,
the right for safety and whatnot. But that's why gone.
That's why my son is not going to play football, at least until high school. I worry about the concussions. I know several concussions. Looking back, I didn't know what they were called. I just remember I got my bell rung, I'm seeing stars. Oh, I'm puking. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Somebody hits you so hard, you throw up.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to call it back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
And back then wasn't that long ago either. And I watched this thing this week on the NFL Network, the Steve Gleason, A Football Life thing. Did you see it?
No.
It is amazing. And it was interesting because in the show they talked about it. They addressed the fact that out of all the ALS patients in the world, like 17% of them or whatever are ex-football players.
Wow.
Some crazy big number.
That is a big number.
Maybe I got that number wrong, but I remember I was shocked, and I wasn't around where I could rewind it or anything, but I was like, what?
Well,
you think of all those ex-players that are messed up.
Yeah, I get it. I just don't I'm more concerned about joint injury.
Yeah.
Knees and stuff like that.
Who cares about their brain?
I played, and I never had any of that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, I got hit so hard once that I saw stars, and you remember the guy's name, Mark. But that was it. I never had any other issue. I had more problems
so
with that
want,
kind of stuff in wrestling.
You don't want Mark's
wrestling.
Kid hitting your kid.
No. Mark was a beast.
Mark of the Beast?
Yes. Mark of the Beast. So anyway, that was that's what went on in my week. You, Bubba, had you had a fun week, didn't you?
Okay. Let me give you my – Stacey and I were talking about it last night. We were watching – TV, and then she just said, just hit pause for a second. So I stopped it. I said, what's the matter? She goes, I just want to know where the summer has gone. And I'm like, you've been way too busy. And it's a fact. The busier you are, the faster things go. And what happened is they started the summer off with 2 weeks where they just went all at it. 2 weeks away from me, which was kind of cool in a way because I had a great time sleeping without people crawling into my bed or complaining about anything or whatever. So they started off their thing with 2 weeks vacation. Then they get back, and then it's nonstop the entire time, sleepovers every night so far this summer. Every night. If we go 7 days without one free night, I would be shocked. And then my sister came into town. She was in for like a week. Then that blows up the house. So you got to go and redo that. And then, we're trying to get this bedroom set up for the German exchange student we got coming on. It's just been nonstop, way too busy. This summer has blinked by.
And did you?
And then we just had people in after my sister left. We had a week off to get the house back in order. And then we had other people show up. And fantastic visit with them. They brought their kids. It was awesome. They had a lice scare. One of the kids had lice. So, my wife goes into freak out mode and we're having to sit there and, do the fumigation on the house and pulling all the bed sheets off and everything's getting, sofas are being sprayed and rubbed and I want my summer back. I want to start this whole summer over. Just hit the reboot button and just do nothing.
Can you actually see a lice?
I guess. I don't know. It creeps me out. I stay away from it. But I, you know what I did is I went 2 days after that whole lice thing went down, I went and got my hair cut. And I told the lady, I said, oh, yeah. She's like, oh, what do you want to do? I said, just shorter. I said, there's a lice scare in my house. And I said that because I wanted her to look. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to go, hey, can you look? Like, and so she went and looked.
I don't know, but I'm guessing that this is what I have in my head for our lice, that they're really small, but you can see them, and they're white.
All I know is when they used to check you in school, they would do it with two sticks, like chopsticks. Do you remember this?
Yes.
They would run like
monkeys
two,
digging in a stump.
Right. They'd run two little wooden sticks across your head to check for lice. That's all I remember.
Well, they had this crazy comb. It was an electro comb. And basically, if anything was brushed with this comb that was like a bug, it would zap them.
Well, doesn't that zap you?
I don't know. I don't
know. Maybe
it's
not a big enough current. Patrick, you got so much hair, bro. You could have a whole planet of lice.
I've never had anything living in my head that I know of.
Big D, I will give you props on this. Because you don't have your kids in public school, because you guys homeschool, you haven't had to deal with it. About once a year, there is a lice thing that goes through the elementary school where my kids go. And, you know, they bring it home. And then you have to do the house, and I can't wait until my kids are bigger.
Well, you said something about a bomb. You have to put a bomb
in? Yeah, you have to fumigate the house. They got these things. You got to turn off the pilot lights, and you unplug the fridge.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. But, I mean, it's good in a way because it kills bed bugs, lice, spiders, everything, any kind of bug in the house.
So when are you going to do that?
We are doing it. Tomorrow, actually, is the official bug bomb
Everyone,
day.
You have to go away for the whole night?
No. What it is you do, it takes 2 hours for the fumigation to happen, and then you come back and you pop all the doors and windows open, and you give it about 2 to 3 hours to air out. And then it's safe
What's
to live in.
What's with the pilot light?
Well, apparently it's flammable, so you can't.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It is crazy. So yeah, that's my
Speaking of rodents,
stuff like that, kids are gross.
Kids are gross.
When the selfie thing is interesting, because the fact that kids keep doing this thing, putting their heads together, take a picture.
Yeah,
that's actually lice is spreading faster and more often than it ever did before.
Yep, thanks to selfies. Like, why don't we just call those liceys? Hey, let's take a licey.
Who would think we've come this far and we have all this technology and the technology is now causing us to give each other lice?
You guys want to take a licey right now?
No, I don't know.
You
Not
sure?
with you, because, I mean, I don't know.
I know.
Plus, these girls have all the hair.
The lady at the haircut place goes, oh, yeah, you're good. And she goes, you've been avoiding those kids. I said, like the plague.
Mm-mm-mm. You're still living in that house with them, so no selfies for us.
No, they're like, it's quarantined. They cannot go in my bedroom.
Well, that's good.
You guys remember they used to do the lice, like you're talking, Patrick, with the sticks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember the scoliosis?
Oh, that's right.
Screening you had to go through.
It's horrifying when you're a fat kid to have to take your shirt off.
Oh, it's awful. Just awful.
Why did they do that at school?
I don't remember. Like, some government program to, you know, check everybody for scoliosis, just make sure.
And you,
I don't know if they even still do that. I don't know. I mean,
I can't imagine. Do they? Do your kids have to do that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know they've been checked because Stacy and I have had the conversation before, but I don't know if it happened at school or the doctor.
And you always had that one kid that you always just went like, he's got it.
Yeah.
There's always that one kid you kind of was like.
I don't remember doing that with the scoliosis. I do remember doing that with the lice. There was always that one kid where you were like, oh, yeah, he's got the lice.
The lice?
Mm-hmm. They would never tell you who it was. Like, they'd always say there were two children in the third grade who had the head lice, so we're going to have to send notes home. And you always would go, yeah, we know. It was Stephen.
Stinky Steven. McPete over there.
Probably Steven and probably Jenny. Just saying. I don't know.
That nasty.
And we would say
head.
They're friends too, but they don't have friends.
Exactly.
They are friends. They gave it to each other, taking lices.
Do y'all remember that kid in elementary school that stunk?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the same one who had lice, but it probably.
Yeah. And it was usually, it sounds awful, but, you know, usually a lot of times lower income and. Just kind of rough kid, and, you know, because they would wear the clothes over. They wore the same, like, jeans. Jeans.
You can get away with wearing jeans.
You can get away wearing jeans. How long do y'all go? I'm saying 2-3 days.
You know, the only time I ever wear jeans is to church.
Okay, you know. So you just kind of let yours
so
go.
So I'll wear it, and I'll come home, and I'll put it back on a hanger. I might wear it 3-4 times.
Sure.
But I mean, fine. That's only 3 or 4 hours, you know, right. Total.
Right. But you can't wear jeans. It gets to a point where jeans are fine, and then they turn, it's like milk. They turn bad. And when they turn bad,
it goes fast.
It's fast, and it's deadly. And all that stuff, like when, because sometimes, man, when you pick them up and you turn around and you smell that butt, don't act like y'all don't smell your butt.
Oh, you have to.
You got to smell your pant butt.
I would never wear the same pair of pants without checking the smell.
And sometimes you check the smell and you're like, you know, man. What?
You got to smell deeper.
Sometimes you check it and you think to yourself, how did I wear these yesterday?
Good. Or you're kind of like, you know, I can see pretty soon these are going to turn. So you take out the right guard or whatever kind of spray, and you kind of spray them a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're like, okay, it's good now.
You're telling too many secrets.
And then they go. Well, when they go, these kids will wear these pants, and when they would sit down, it would be like that air that hits from that's in between their butt and the seat. Mm-hmm. It just gets compressed. So as their butt's falling to
it
the seat,
wafts out.
It goes, it's like a
mushroom cloud.
Yes.
Like the shockwave.
And it just goes in. It's a 360 degree radius of death. So yeah, I remember that stinky kid.
Okay.
Yeah, answer your question. I remember him very well.
You thought about it a lot.
A lot of details about something.
How far are you from Germany, man? A week?
2 weeks.
We'll be German before the end of this coming week. Sunday night, we get our exchange student.
Yeah. Sweet.
It's crazy, man.
What's her name again? T?
T. I don't know how to pronounce her name yet, so I just say T. Because, like, all the kids are, like, calling her Tasia. And I'm like, you know what? That's great and everything. But then you've been saying that for the whole summer. So when she gets here and her name is Tazaya or whatever, you're going to be just thrown off. So I'm just calling her T. And then when she gets here, I'll learn her real name.
I think I like T. I like T. You call her Sweet T. Is that creepy?
Yeah.
That's a little creepy.
I'm going to be her dad for a year. I'm not going to call her Sweet T.
Are you a little weirded out by that? I mean, because
about
it's
the whole bringing somebody
into my house.
17,
18?
17. She turns 18 right around Thanksgiving.
So you get an 18-year-old adult.
Yeah.
Attractive German girl in your house.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not worried about
I'm just saying that. I'm not worried about you.
I'm worried about the boy. Looks. I'm worried about the boys and you know, that stuff more than anything.
Isn't that old for an exchange student?
No, 17, 18, like senior year.
Oh, okay.
And you know, I kind of think this is a really good thing because it's given me a practice run for my own daughters whenever they get that old. Because I, you know me, man,
wouldn't let your daughters go to Germany for...
No. That's not what I'm talking about. When they start the dating age and all that.
Yeah.
You know, they're still young. They're not there yet. So
man,
it's good.
Bubba, Patrick knows more than you or I do about the lifestyle of Germans because he's spent so much time over there. And I'm telling you, it's a different animal.
Very different.
Very
culture.
Different. They are very more. They're a lot more liberal with stuff. So, like, she's going to be smoking cigarettes.
No, she doesn't smoke. We asked again. Remember, I told you whenever you're looking for a student, you try to match up with the things that they list. You know, like, will they go to church with us? Will this? You know, will they, that kind of stuff. And she does not smoke. And then we asked her again in email. We said, do you smoke cigarettes? And she said, no, I do not.
Does she know that she can't drink beer?
Yes. Yes, we did explain that.
And she's going to be like, doesn't everyone drink beer in Germany?
At 16. Drinking age is 16.
Yeah, they don't get to drive until they're 18. And then they can drink beer, which I don't know if is a bad thing. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you. Whenever I was a young man, I was driving before I was technically allowed to drink, but obviously, like most kids, you do. And I drove in some stupid situations. And
looking back,
I want to kick my own butt. You know, I'm like, you stupid kid.
Yeah.
You could have killed yourself and others.
Yeah. Well,
I hated the drinking age being 21. I used to have all this fire against it when I was 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, I thought it was such a stupid, repressive thing. You have people who are adults that aren't, that can vote and can serve in the military, but aren't, but for some reason can't buy a beer. I think it's such a stupid law. I do. I still do. But I remember how much I was against it until I turned 21 and I didn't really care anymore. that's the problem. There's so many more people who don't worry about that than people who do.
Yeah. I do think, you know, honestly, with a military ID, you should be able to drink.
I mean, it's really...
If you're doing something like that, then you have earned the right to do it. It's just like, you know, how people can earn their right to citizenship if they serve in the military. Same thing.
Yeah.
I just think it's, there's so much about it. You are an adult living on your own. Man, at 18 years old, I had a full-time job living in an apartment an hour and a half away from home. Had nothing, you know, I was not a kid.
Yeah.
I couldn't buy a beer. That's just...
Did you have somebody who was your go-to beer buyer?
Yeah, of course. For a while, it was the guy who lived upstairs. And then we all have those, you all have that one friend who's like a year older than you. Like, I had mine all through college. Just saying.
Oh, I never had to. We used to just go buy it. Everybody knew the stores that would sell.
Yeah, speaking of which, when I was 15 years old and my 16-year-old friend who was the German exchange student could buy beer because he looked like he was, he had like a long blonde hair and he looked like an adult. He was 6'3", 6'4". So he was the guy who bought the beer.
Wow.
Dominic was great at buying beer
because he had his foreign ID and they let him get away with it.
They never even carded him because he had so much confidence. He'd just walk in there, pick up a case of beer, walk up, give the guy the money, and walk out. They never carded him. He's just had this weird foreign looking, really tall blonde guy. I was like, yeah, he's probably an adult. And they never carded him.
Then here comes doughy 16-year-old Patrick.
Hey, I'll take this and come.
Gum?
Gum? I have this and some gum.
Gum. Please make sure you're saying gum. Good God, D.
What do you think I said?
Nothing.
I don't know. Did it sound like something?
Yes, yeah, it sounded really bad.
Okay. Well, that's y'all. I still don't get it.
No. Okay.
How long is that flight to Germany?
10 hours.
Oh, 9 hours too long.
That's not as bad as I thought. You go straight across? I mean, is there a...
No, they always international flights always follow the coast as long as they can.
So you'll go to England?
I'm going to Frankfurt. I'm not flying straight from. I think I go from JFK to Frankfurt.
Oh, okay,
but yeah, wow. You know how you never want to sit next to a kid in an airplane?
Yeah,
I hope it's a kid.
Yeah,
so bad. Somebody's 5-year-old kid sitting next to me.
Yep.
That way, when I spill over into the next seat.
It won't be
spilling
as bad. Over.
You
know what's weird is like when you have the, it's almost like, the little tongue and groove things whenever you put wood together. When your like fat flap folds around their fat flap and then you kind of lock into each other.
No,
I mean, like I told D, imagine if it was him and I sitting next to each other on that plane. We'd be sitting there like this with our arms up like freaking Tyrannosaurus Rex.
But that's fine. You would rather that than to be a stranger. Because it's embarrassing.
No, that's what I'm saying. What if it's a stranger that's as big as me?
Well, then you've got to say something. Like, you've got to sit down and you go, well, boy, this is going to be, we're going to end up going in circles because all the weight's
all the weight's going to be on this one side. Yeah, you can't.
You got to just, move with it, go with it. But
speaking of weight, Rachel is on Facebook. She said, Patrick, I had gastric bypass. Do it now.
Okay, well, thanks, Rachel.
You must be $23,000
where I said that my insurance
$23,000.
Our insurance does not cover it at all. Zero.
Wow.
We could do like some sort of a bake sale.
There's so much irony in that.
Like this lady Lisa's mad at us. Hey, Big D and Bubba, you talked about gastric bypass, and I was listening like I do every day. Patrick was talking about starting the process, and then she said, I can't believe you would tell him not to take the easy way out. I took offense to that comment.
Oh, goodness.
I've done every fat diet.
It is the easy way out. Oh, listen, I know people who need to lose weight, a lot of weight. And when you get the gastric bypass surgery, it's the easier way.
No, it's not. Look, for some people, it's the only option.
It's the immediate way. It may not be the easier way. I think it's an immediate way. Because
I guarantee you, Patrick, I know what you're going to say, that it's not easy. And I'm not saying it is easy.
I see people who struggle even.
It's easier. It's easy. Dude, I know. If you want to lose weight, you have to. It is hard. You've got to watch your diet, and you've got to exercise. And some people are so large, exercise is just getting out of a chair,
right,
walking down to the mailbox and back. But that's not easy. But it's hard. It's harder than doing going and getting a surgery and
the
having
surgery
to just go.
Surgery doesn't do anything you can't do on your own except one thing. It forces you can't relapse, at least not in the first year and a half, 2 years. You know, you and I, like me, I could go and I could have a solid month where I do everything right, but then you could fall off the wagon. You can't. That's all the surgery stops you from doing is falling off the wagon. It makes it to where you want to try to go eat a whole pizza. You can't. You can't, physically can't do it. That's all it is a stop against something like that. And that's my biggest problem. It's all our problem, you know? Is that we can do it for a while, but then you fall off.
I've done good for 4 days.
Four days,
baby.
But
I just had a banana.
The reason I wanted, I thought it was a good option for me. But I wanted to do it and be open about it. I wanted to do it and talk about it because it's such a, it has a negative.
Yeah, most people who
stigma.
Have it done, they don't talk about it.
They kind of act like they didn't really do it.
I was 80 pounds heavier yesterday. What are you talking about?
It just magically happens.
We know several people that way.
I think it would be nice to lose enough weight to where they have to remove skin. I think that would be the best thing in the world.
It's tough, man, because that's expensive too.
That's super expensive.
Hey, does our insurance cover that?
Nope.
Yeah, well,
nobody's insurance covers that, and that surgery costs like $15,000 too, $10,000 to $15,000, depending on what you need done.
Well, I'm going to shift gears again. We got this guy Logan who wants to know if we have shirts, coffee mugs, or hats that they could buy. Did we ever? I know we kind of talked about doing some shirts.
It's just kind of one of those.
To have the inventory is expensive.
I was talking to somebody again about setting up a store to where if people really wanted to buy a Big D and Bubba T-shirt, they could just go buy one. You know. And if we don't want to make money off of them, we can keep them cheap. We can sell them for like $10.
Who has to put them in a box and ship it?
I would like money, where they do all that for us. We don't have, that's it. All we have to do is create a store and put our logo on some stuff, and design some shirts, and let people buy them if they want them.
And I don't like shirts that just have our logo on it. That's lame.
I think you have to do a couple different
but
things.
If you did that, people would buy it. Like,
not many. Like, people aren't.
But enough, some more than are buying them now. People ask us for them all the time.
But like, who wants? It's got to be. It can't just be our logo on a shirt.
No,
that's dumb.
I think it would be cool to do.
I think there's nothing wrong with your logo on a shirt, and
I think it would be cool to do like seasonal things, like whenever my 8-year-old's rapper thing was going on, like when people really rallied around rapper Frank.
Like, I would wear
a small, and that's only cool for like a minute.
That's cool at least, even if it's for a minute, even if it's for a few weeks, and you're like people are like, what is that? Because then it's special.
Yep.
If you have a shirt that has the silhouette of Frank. Doing with a microphone up in the air or something.
That would be great.
And it says hashtag Frank,
rapper Frank.
I would buy that. Listen, you're not everyone's going to buy it, but that is something that is hip, it's cool, and trendy. And there's something that you're not.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, why don't we compromise? Why don't we have a store? Let's set up a store that has the generic T-shirt that anybody can buy all the time. That's always
fine.
There.
And then
that's
the seasonal type.
And I don't mind doing the weird little
one-offs.
Stuff every once in a while.
And
you know?
I, let me tell you something else, I think, because I you number them. Like the rapper Frank, you make 50.
Yeah, that's it.
They are numbered.
Yes. So they're, you know.
I mean, you. The
but
tag,
you probably only make 17 just between.
The tag is numbered. Like it
just
says.
For the record.
Yeah. It says, or right inside, you have a little Sharpie. It says 12.
But see,
and when people get, and then they're done, and when they're done, they're done.
That's fine. We could do it if we order 50.
And then now we're back to we have to have the stock here, mail them ourselves, take the payment ourselves. We don't have the, we need to keep this third party. We don't need to be mailing T-shirts.
I do like that idea though. I like that a lot because it's specialer.
And when they're done, they're done.
You only make,
and you don't make a whole lot. You don't make a whole lot. Like you do 34.
Limited edition.
We're doing 15.
Period. 17.
Yeah, and then it
we do 17. Maybe it's 17.
Then you don't get stuck with shirts. You don't get stuck with that that whole.
And then people are going to be wanting them. You're like, I'm sorry, they're done.
Sold out. Next time, jump on it.
Get on it. And you know, people will learn. If you really want it, you better get it now. Yeah. It's going to be gone in 3 days.
Yeah, dude, I'm just going through this stuff. That's the big things this week on the show were rapper Frank and Patrick's weight issue, where you pretty much said that you wanted the gastric and it won't let you do it because it's not covered.
What kind of shirt would you make for that?
Not a shirt for that.
Buy this shirt and help fund Patrick's bypass
surgery.
Dude,
it's his bypass fund.
Dude, that'd be great. Hashtag bypass shirt.
I mean, everything can't be hashtag on it, but we can come up with the creative stuff. And then John can help with the logo, like designing this stuff. He's really good at that thing.
He's great at that stuff.
And then we have, and if people want to, if they want, listen, we have mugs, we have all that. I want to get plastic cups. Just cheap plastic cups.
Because like in the old days, radio stations had plastic cups.
Dude, I have them at the house. That's all I use. I use are plastic cups.
All of my coffee cups? Mugs.
We used to have Mardi Gras looking like cups.
Yeah, like go cups.
I feel like we had plastic cups with our logo on them. I can't remember.
We might have one time. Oh, a lot of feathers. We talked about the feathers again this week. Christy sent us a picture of feathers. I guess like it's funny because you can going through. I'm looking at the Facebook messages, which, by the way, I never get to go through. And it's nice while we're sitting here talking to be able to go through and see the things that people were excited about this week. You know, like the feathers. We talked about the little white feathers that appear out of nowhere.
So like with something like that, like the feather one.
We could do a T-shirt with the feather and
just a feather with a kind of a like the shadow of it underneath it.
Yeah,
and it just says "I believe."
That would be awesome.
But what do you do with like because we want to get some kind of promotion out of it? To me, I go, "That's cool. That's cool." But then you slap our logo on it somewhere, and that turns it into cheese.
Well, what if you did like "I believe," and then right below it, you just put like "Big D and Bubba."
Again, like small. Again, you're still kind of cheese. Ruining it.
If Nike puts a swoosh on something you like, does that take away from it?
Yes.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, a little bit. And the Nike swoosh.
So you're telling me if you're watching a football game and
they've spent millions and millions of dollars on creating a brand that the swoosh is actually cool.
That's it. That's all they need.
That's what they've done that. We're not at that point.
Well, wait. So do we want to get your logo out there for people to see it and get your names out there, or do you want to sell T-shirts?
I think both, and I think it would have to be – we have to find a middle ground to be able to do it. If somebody's listening to this podcast and has a great idea on how to do that, hit us up. You can email me, bubbaradio@hotmail.com, and if I don't answer you, then send me another one. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit us up all over the place, and we'll get to it.
What if it's just like BDB? Like on the back, up by the neck.
But again, that doesn't do anything.
It doesn't really promote us. On the back, on the neck is where you actually put like our logo, maybe.
That's not bad. Or like a small logo on the back.
Right at the neck.
The neck.
That would be kind of cool.
Or if you put it like on the side or something.
Would you wear that if it was someone else's logo on the back of your neck?
Yeah, because I don't see it.
See, I wouldn't.
I don't think I would. I would not wear that.
I wouldn't. See, I wouldn't. You're right.
So again, like if I wanted to wear a shirt with your logo.
But if it's something I was a fan of. If you're a fan of a band and they have a cool shirt that has a feather on it and says, "I believe," and on the back it says, "Snickerdoodle," and that's your favorite band, you're going to wear it because you think it's cool. One, you're a fan of the band. And number two, you think it's cool because you believe.
Does take away from it. When you put the name on it, it takes away from it. It does. And I don't want, I'm arguing against what I want. It does take away
from it. I think it should be two separate things. I think if you do T-shirts that only have the. And you know what? You know how those promote you? Is people ask, what does that mean?
Well, it's
where did
because,
you get that? Oh, what is, you know, this is where we sell the tires, Billy Jenkins. What does that mean? You know?
That's a great one. Yeah. Billy Jenkins is great. And you know what? Randy Houser would buy five.
Yeah. So what does that mean? And then you people will say, oh, it's something I heard on Big D and Bubba. It's just funny, you know, or whatever. So
yeah, if you listen, you would know.
Yeah, that's how you spread it around.
I still think it's got to have something on there, and I don't want to take away from it. It's got to be, like, hidden. What was that artist who used to draw, like, all the people back in the 30s and 40s, and he would slide in his wife's name? Remember the Nina thing?
I don't know that.
Yeah, I'm looking for the guy. Al Hirschfeld He would do these drawings. Famous artist back in the day. And he would slide in, instead of signing his name, he would sign his wife's name. And he would sneak it into every single thing.
Oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
It's like right here, I'm looking at Liza Minnelli, and her hand spells Nina.
You know, the little... You got the link? I'm going to see that.
Yeah.
Well, there is a way to do it, and we just got to get someone who's really smart.
It would be cool to sneak stuff in, and then it's even cooler.
What if it's like... be in the club, or you'd know if you listen. You'd know if you listen, or I don't know.
If you don't know, now you know.
I'm looking at this and I don't even see Nina in her hands.
Because you've got to find it. That's the beauty of it.
Oh, I don't have time for that.
And yeah, that's what I'm. Yeah, I know you don't have time for it. I'm just saying.
I do have time. I just don't want to.
That's the coolness of it. Like he would hide stuff in people's beard or their hair would spell the name or whatever. The guy was brilliant.
Maybe in the feather, there's like you see just big Dean, like the script in real small down the spine of the feather. Big Dean Bubba.
That'd be cool.
Something like that. We can work it in. That comes down from, that's just an arts thing. You know, that's just a creative thing. But I do think we should move forward with it because I get people all the time. You got a shirt? Getting a cup?
All the time.
I don't get cups, but I think cups would be cool.
Coffee mugs, huge.
Yeah, and we have those, but we just...
Yeah, we don't sell them.
We don't sell them. We just give them away to people who are guests here.
Which is cool because like whenever you see somebody tweet out a picture on their tour bus, half the time in the background, you'll see a Big D and Bubba mug.
Well, Thompson Square, our mug is the only mug they have on the bus. They use our mugs every morning when they're on the road.
Yeah, last time they were in, we actually gave them extras because we're like, you're going to break those.
So, anyway. All right. So, we'll do that.
So, we're going to move forward with that?
I mean, Patrick will do
that. At least we'll move forward. Oh, and I think we're getting stickers. That's something Patrick has been working on. A lot of people ask him for stickers. I know most people don't put stickers on their car anymore. But for those of you who do and ask about them, we will have free stickers that will be available at the radio station front desk soon.
We need to give them to these when artists come in to put them on their guitar case.
Yes.
Because
can't hurt.
That'll do us a lot of good. So yeah. Other radio stations can see that and it helps us somehow. I don't know. Stupid. Okay. Anything else?
I think we've pretty much covered a whole bunch here. Okay. Patrick, anything? Any order of business we need to get to?
No, I'm good. Let's get to the weekend.
Big D?
I have something I want to bring up. I'm just kidding. No, I'm done. We're done.
And I'm done.
Have an awesome weekend.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.